here with what it says. In this morning's papers is Fiona Kelly.
Boris Johnson's exit from the Tory leadership race, the bid to find beds for Ukrainian refugees, and our champion female boxer's homecoming are some of the stories and pictured carried on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with what it describes as Boris Johnson's sensational exit from the Conservative Party's leadership race last night. The paper also reports that Rishi Sunak, who is poised to become the UK's next leader at 41 years of age, will be the youngest Prime Minister for 300 years, as well as being the first person of colour and of the Hindu religion to occupy the office. The situation, which has resulted in 43 recently arrived Ukrainian refugees being left without emergency beds, generates a lead story in the Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail. The Independent reports that the government is working on a new scheme to encourage people to hand over empty homes to house Ukrainian refugees in return for a payment. The Irish Examiner leads with the third report into governance issues at On Board Planola, following a series of controversies first exposed in the media back in March. The death of a man following an incident in the early hours of Saturday morning in Mulhuddard in West Dublin generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. And for its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on evidence which emerged during the murder trial of Gerry Hutch last week, which detailed how the family of David Byrne, who was shot dead at the Regency Hotel in February 2016, paid thousands of euro on facial reconstruction so that they could have an open casket at his wake. The Irish Sun dubs as exclusive its lead story about Derek Devoy, who's currently serving a 15-year jail sentence for an incident in which he fired shots from a submachine gun in broad daylight in Ballymun in March 2019. Stephen Breen reports that Taoiseach has sent a report to the DPP about a complaint which the 39-year-old made, claiming he was assaulted while he was being arrested and disarmed by three Gardaí. The complainant was carrying a primed hand grenade at the time of his arrest. Back in the front of today's Times, there's a picture there taken by Evan Tracy of Amy Broadhurst, one of the seven female Irish boxers who won a medal in the European Championships over the weekend. Amy, who won a gold medal, is holding her son Zach in her arms at Dublin Airport yesterday. The picture on the front of The Independent, meanwhile taken by the same photographer, is of Christina Desmond, who won a silver medal, and Kelly Harrington, who won gold, along with Kelly's dog Gus. Elsewhere this morning, Bono's recent revelation about his half-brother receives extensive coverage in a number of today's papers. Scott Rankin, who, like Bono, had grown up thinking they were cousins, is quoted in today's Times talking about the close relationship the two men enjoy. Jack White has a piece in today's Examiner about Ireland's first bat hospital in County Limerick, run by Susan Kerwin, which has just received charitable status, which will allow it to start raising funds. And finally, the picture in the front of today's Examiner is of Richard Harris's son, Jared, with representatives from UCC at the Savoy Hotel in London yesterday to mark the donation of the late great actor's archives to the college. And in its coverage of that story, the Times notes that his last screen role was as Dumbledore in the early Harry Potter films. The paper also publishes a copy of a Get Well card, which Mr. Harris received shortly before his death, written in the slightly scrawly handwriting of a teenager called Daniel Radcliffe.